the rest of the story. Down in the basement, in dismal light verging on despair, Walter waited. He was 14. He was on the threshold of young manhood. And still the boy's father, seething in frustrations of his own, repeatedly unleashed them on his younger son. And so, moments ago, and so often before, Dad had said, "You need a whipping, young man. Go down into the basement. I'll see you there." Now Walter was there waiting for one more humiliating. Big brother Roy and Dad always seemed to get along. In their house in Kansas City, those two shared the same room. They confided in each other. They had no secrets. It was Walter who took the brunt of his father's anger, who served as the whipping boy. And there was no indication that it would ever be otherwise. But there was something different about this time. This time the incident that had set Dad off was trivial as usual, but this time as Walter was heading for the basement door, Brother Roy had reached out and put a hand on his brother's shoulder and had whispered, "He has no reason to do this to you, kid. Don't take it." Now in the half dark, in the damp, the words were ringing in Walter's brain, "Don't take it." Suddenly the clomp of footsteps on the cellar stairs, Dad's footsteps. In one hand, the father gripped a leather strap, and with a slow, menacing rhythm, he whapped it in the palm of the other hand. Seconds later, he was standing face to face with young Walter. Dad raised his arm, preparing to strike the first blow of the boy's thrashing. "Don't take it," Brother Roy had said. And so, without thinking, never imagining that he possessed such audacious courage, Walter thrust out his hand and caught his father's arm and held it there in midair. Dad's eyes grew wide with rage, but Walter held on tightly, and as the two stood there, locked in motionless combat, paralyzed in pregnant silence, it became obvious to both that Dad's 14-year-old son was now at last physically stronger than his father. And as that reality closed in on Dad's beleaguered mind, he released the tension in the arm, he dropped the leather strap to his feet, he blinked a couple of times, and then burst out crying. But the emotions coursing through Walter and his father would remain unspoken then and thenceforth, and there would never be another physical confrontation between them, or even the threat of one, not ever again. Brother Roy once said that his kid brother grew up that day, but he didn't have to say it, because everybody in the family knew it, and everybody knew why. Starting right now, for better or worse, you will have a picture indelibly etched in your mind of a showdown in a cellar in Kansas City, Missouri. A showdown that transformed a whipping boy into a young man and started a young man on his own personal path of independence. Sometimes it has been said of Walter, of Dream Weaver, Walt Disney, that he comprehended better than most adults the problems of growing up. Yes, that is so. And now you know the rest of the story.